knife and a knife, an ice pick, and that was called Mumble Peg.
What?
Mumble Peg. I know that some people, it was either Mumble Peg or Mama Peg. I don't know which one it was. You kind of go through the motions of saying something that you think that you've heard, sort of like this thing up here, the communication problem. And I know you believe you understand what you think I said, but I'm not sure you realize what you heard is not what I meant.
I love it.
Yeah, well, you know, like right now, I believe that people are in the habit of repeating what they think they heard. And if you ask them, well, what did that really mean? All they know is that they can associate it with what they have done, but not really what it really meant.
Yeah. I always used to sing at Christmas Carol, Hark the Herald, period. Angels sing. And I never could figure out what Hark the Herald meant. It wasn't until later that I realized that it was Herald Angels. You know, I was like in college when I realized that.
Yeah, I think you start to researching some of the things that you've said, because for it to make sense to you, if you have an analytical mind, it doesn't make sense. So that means that you didn't really understand what you were doing as a child.
Let's see, there's another joke about that. There's a hymn, Gladly the Cross I Bear. And anyway, the kid who came home and said, he called it Gladly, the Cross I Bear.
Well, did you ever hear the joke of the minister who addressed his congregation and said, well, I'd like for someone to select a hymn for us to sing this morning. And that was this homosexual who was in the back of the church who stood up and said, I'll take him and him and him.
Oh, believe it. Oh, believe it. Did boys jump rope?
Not frequently. Most of the boys jump roped if there were some girls around that they wanted to impress or either be close to. Just as boys starting up a rope jumping game, no. Most boys might have become interested in rope jumping if they were engaged in, athletic competition such as boxing, something that rope would be more applicable to, so far as it being a training apparatus.
Yeah.
But we just didn't. Rope jumping was either for girls or sissies.
Yeah. My husband can't jump rope because he didn't play football or anything. He didn't box.
Rope jumping was either for girls or sissies.
Yeah, my husband can't jump rope because he didn't play football or anything. He didn't box or anything like that. And consequently, he can't jump rope.
Yeah, I knew some cats who could jump rope like they were made with a rope under their feet, but I just wasn't that coordinated.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you call different kinds of fast-moving amusement rides that are on tracks, like at Deer Park?
Well, a roller coaster.
Yeah.
But there was another name we used to call it. I've forgotten what it was. I don't remember what it was.
Are there any other kinds of games, other kinds of rides like that?
Not so far as a roller coaster. You know, that's the biggest thrill at the fair.
Yeah.
I have an amusement park, and I understand that the roller coaster that we had here in Dallas was like a motorcycle to a Cadillac to the thing that had built out in California,
that
goes over the ocean.
Oh.